T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Igo is joining us. Mike is a communications professor at SUNY Fredonia, former Channel 2 reporter. The impeachment hearings go public starting at 10 o'clock this morning. And Mike, as much attention is on the process, there's also an awful lot of attention on the coverage. Where do you see this going today with media coverage?
Well, you know, one thing that strikes me about it, Susan, is, you know, depending on what issue is involving Trump, you know, different things have been said about, you know, media bias and whatnot. But by its very nature, let's face it, impeachment, the topic alone is negative. And also, there's another telling thing. The Media Research Center has commented lately that they looked specifically in the last period of time at the coverage of the 3 major broadcast networks as opposed to cable. And they find, at least in their things, that the coverage is negative. 96% is negative. So I think those things are two very telling. But again, the main thing is that impeachment by itself is a negative topic. There's no way to put a good spin on that if you think about it, right? Regardless of how much Trump tweets and so on and so on.
You can certainly look at that, and a lot of people are just kind of trying to find the facts of it all, you know, positive or negative spin. They want to stay away from that. Maybe the best way to do that is to watch the proceedings themselves. But Mike, we're talking 6 hours, and that's just today. These are expected to go weeks. There's another one tomorrow, and people aren't going to be able to watch the entire thing, and people don't want to watch the entire thing. I mean, is there a need for somebody out there to kind of tell people what is important, this is the part you should be paying attention to, and who can you trust to do that?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, think about it. It's not surprising, because in this 2,000-plus channel universe, whether it be cable, satellite, or whatnot, it's filling time. Let's face it. That's what it's all about. But for sure, people need to identify, because I think one of the things that's misunderstood in general about impeachment is impeachment at the beginning is just the bringing of charges. It's obviously not a conviction, but I think a lot of people misunderstand that part of the process. And obviously what they need to do is look back on how the Bill Clinton thing went years ago, but you know, that was in the 1990s, so that's a long time ago. So you have a whole new generation of people, including my students, who know very little about it, which is my job to teach them some of the things about that part of government.
What are your students expecting, and are they planning to take it all in?
Not at all. The students nowadays, it's been my experience, not just here, but also when I started at Buff State, when I started teaching, is that they don't even watch news, period. And frankly, what I do in my basic journalism courses, I force them to watch news as far as doing like a newscast review and different things. And another one of my basic courses, we look at a lot of different types of media. You know, they get most of the news, of course, off their phone and certain social media things. But generally, you know, I asked about this yesterday in my law class, and they're kind of like, humph.
Why do you think it's important for your students to actually watch the news coverage?
Well, for no other reason, many of them want to be journalists, and frankly, they don't watch the news, and you know, we were at recently a Buffalo Broadcasters job fair, and even though they're at the job fair, they don't watch the news as much as they should, frankly, for people who want to work in the industry.
You know, the coverage is going to be so saturated, it's going to be hard to miss, right? I mean, every broadcast cable network preempting their coverage, radio stations around the country bringing it also.
Maybe the thing the students will be exposed to is whether or not they want to be. But yeah, it's really it's unbelievable in some sense. But again, going back to what I said, this 2,000 channel universe, is just there's so much time to fill. Of course they're going to do it. You know?
Yeah, it's amazing how many different options you have to kind of take this all in, whether it's, you mentioned reading it on your phone or listening to it, as a lot of people will do today, watching, of course, the full uninterrupted coverage. You know, Mike, this is just the beginning of this, and it will get ramped up further and further and further. How aware does the media need to be about oversaturating the people they're talking to, about people just kind of eventually turning this whole thing out before it actually really picks up and gains steam?
Well, you made the point before, they got to keep the drive alive. So I think what they need to do, at least in the network evening newscast, is kind of do a little synopsis about kind of like how you do the 3 things you need to know. I think they need to do something similar, like, you know, the bullet points and why today's is important and why you need to keep watching, because otherwise people are going to lose interest, obviously.
You know, as a professor, how would you teach them to cover these hearings?
Well, I would tell them just, in fact, at the very least, I would tell them to get a synopsis of some kind at the end of the day, because they won't sit and watch it. Although I know there are certain courses that do that, but frankly, I think that's kind of counterproductive, because the students, if there's nothing relevant, let's face it, some things go on and on, including court trials, and people do lose interest. So I think you need to tell them to do something at the end of the day that basically synopsizes everything. And as a professor, I'd be satisfied with that.
All right, Mike, wanted to get your thoughts on this story. We posted it to the WBEM Facebook page we're talking about a little bit earlier. Northwestern University, which is supposed to be, you know, the prestigious journalism school, or one of the prestigious journalism schools in the country, their student-run newspaper, the Daily Northwestern, apologized basically for publishing a photo of Jeff Sessions. He made an appearance on campus, gave a speech, and they're apologizing, saying that the photos are re-traumatizing to students, and they're not backing down from this apology. I mean, coming from this university that people kind of hold in such a high regard, what do you make of that?
I don't like this whole hand-holding thing. You know, I don't like news that is, you know, gore either, but this is the other extreme. I think that's absolutely crazy.
All right. Mike, thanks so much for your thoughts. Communications professor at SUNY Fredonia, which a lot of people feeling good about Fredonia. SUNY schools doing a pretty good job after hearing this Northwestern story that, by the way, you can read at WBEN's Facebook page.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.